It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Hello and good evening. I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, also known as Doc Smo. I started the DocSmo.com blog as an educational resource for parents and families who need information on their framework, fast and on the go. After 32 years of pediatric practice, I know a thing or two about what parents want to know. And a common question I get is, parents don't understand why their children's poop have different colors at different times. They ask this all the time. So I thought today we might go a little deeper into the caca and talk what I call poop talk. Now, one of the great things about being a pediatrician is you get to talk to kids all day long, and they're so funny. And I've discovered that if you want to break the ice with a six-year-old as a pediatrician, just use the word poop. They almost always think that word is hilarious. And based on the number of articles I saw in preparation for this PEDcast, I've concluded that their parents, the adults in the room, they like to talk poop talk as well. And for good reason. They spend so much time cleaning it up after they have kids. So here goes with my contribution to the poop color literature. I hope, after listening or reading this article, you'll have a good understanding of what makes poop different colors and what medical conditions poop color might indicate, when to worry and when not to worry. Okay, so let's get started today with a walk down what I call Science Lane. You know, that street I love to visit. Now, in order to understand poop color, we need to first start with an understanding of the entire digestive process. So here goes. Now, if your child's poop was simply what was left over after some of the nutrients had been absorbed from their food, stool would probably always be the color of the food that that child had eaten recently. Now, if this were true, babies would have only white poop since they eat mostly white food, i.e. milk. Children who ate mostly vegetables, they would only have green poop. And children who ate lots of fruits and berries would have red or purple or yellow poop. Well, we all know this doesn't happen very often. Why not? A trip through a child's intestines is a fairly slow affair, and a lot happens to our food once consumed before it exits as poop. In the stomach, food is broken up both mechanically by grinding in the stomach, and chemically by the strong acids. Next, bile is added as a detergent, and this is the key to understanding poop color. Bile is bright lime jello green when it is dripped into our intestines by our gallbladders. If that green bile passes through your child's intestines quickly, like when they're a newborn or when they have diarrhea, it comes out green. Bright green. But if things pass through a little slower, intestinal bacteria convert the bile to a different color pigments. First, a yellow colored pigment, and finally, a brown pigmented bile. So you can see that the final and big determining factor of poop color is how long the intestinal bacteria, specifically the colonic bacteria, the bacteria in their colon, have to work on your child's bile. Green means fast transit. Yellow means medium speed transit. And brown, slow transit. Should your child's poop be white or very light in color over an extended period of time, this could mean that there's no bile being added and your child's doctor needs to test their liver to make sure everything is okay. So most children's poop is either going to be a brown color, a yellow color, or a green color, depending on how fast the bile moved through their intestines. But other things can cause changes in poop color as well. And the big one that parents need to be on the lookout for is blood. Blood has a bright red color, as we all know. So if blood is introduced into the poop at the end of the intestines, it comes out bright red. On the other hand, if blood is introduced way upstream, especially if it goes through the very acidic stomach, so bleeding in the esophagus or stomach, the iron that's in the blood, it gets rusted, it gets oxidized, and it changes color to a black color. So if bleeding occurs at the stomach or above, poop comes out black, sticky, and very smelly. The black because of the rusting of the iron that's in blood. It's at the core of the hemoglobin. Sticky because of all the protein that's in blood. Protein is naturally sticky. And smelly because the intestinal bacteria have loads of new food to ferment into all those smelly gases. So here's what you've learned here today on this PEDcast. Unless there's a large amount of some colored substance added to your child's stool, its color is determined by the amount of bile and how long the bacteria in the gut have to digest that bile before it exits. Green means a fast trip through the gut. Yellow means a medium speed trip. And brown means a slow trip from mouth to rear end. And plenty of time for the bacteria to digest your child's leftovers. Now, while other colors can indicate disease, usually a child doesn't have an illness unless their stool is black, sticky, and smelly, or bright red, and they're sick. Remember as well, if your child has severe stomach pain, or is very pale, or sick, or that little voice inside you says, this child is not right, no matter what color their poop is, visit that wonderful person you call your child's pediatrician. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you found that informative and entertaining. Your comments are welcome at my website, www.docsmo.com, and I love reviews on iTunes. Feel free to write one. Please take the time to join us on a regular basis. Your free pediatric education is available, tuition-free, right here. This is Dr. Paul Smoling, hoping you now have the scoop on the color of your child's poop. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.